All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline.
Yeah, boy. So Steve can cough
and,
some more.
Cough a little bit. A little bit. And let's start with Alex.
To Reuben Foster, I ask.
What are you doing?
This jackass already had so many question marks coming out of college at Alabama. Character questions, health questions, and all he did during his rookie season was confirm both of them. So his knock physically was shoulder issues. My buddies and I, all 49ers fans, had a running joke this year how many times Foster was going to get hurt each game. I think it averaged out to about 2.5 times. And he has done a super solid job this offseason to confirm the character issues as well. In a matter of a few weeks, he has been arrested twice. First, he got arrested for marijuana possession in Alabama, where it's illegal. Duh. Did he learn his lesson? Apparently not. This week, gets arrested for domestic violence, threats, and possession of an assault weapon. Because nothing says, nah, coach, I'm going to straighten things out, like dragging your girlfriend out of her house with assault rifles. He always seems so aloof and personable in interviews. Apparently, aloof in this case just means stupid. So to Reuben Foster, I ask.
What are you doing?
To a Hall of Fame closer, Goose Gossage, I ask.
What are you doing?
He's mean, he's ornery, he's rough, he's a competitor. Yankee closer for the 78 World Series winning team. Same tough guy whose feelings were hurt by Jose Bautista's bat flip. Said if he pulled that, I'd have thrown at his head. That's reasonable. That's a little more snowflakey, no? So now, he wasn't invited to the Yankee spring training. As we all know, nothing worse than not getting invited to the cool kids' party. But he took it well, went off on a tirade during a New York Daily News interview, called Yankee GM Brian Cashman an effing a-hole, falsely claimed, if this were 10 years ago, George wouldn't have stood for this, and refers to analytics guys as a bunch of effing nerds running the game. Right, Goose. Make sure you take those meds, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Joshua Cooper Ramo, I ask.
What are you doing?
The opening ceremonies have always seemed like a parade to me, just with a little higher stakes. Like, it's literally just flashing lights and people from different countries walking in a straight line. But with that, as a commentator, you have to be tight in what you say. Like, it all has to be fluff, and it all has to be, like, well-thought-out fluff. That is where Ramo made his mistake. Ramo was talking about the unified-ish Korea and Japan and said that every Korean respected Japan for their recent achievements as a nation, which insinuates that South Korea had forgotten and let bygones be bygones about the 35 years of Japanese rule that followed World War I, like decades of military rule inside their country that included like forcing them to work in factories, enlisting Korean women as comfort women for Japanese soldiers, like a lot of terrible stuff that he either didn't know happened or like forgot. Either way, it kind of led to a lot of stuff like divided zones in the country, the Korean War, you know, a few big things that South Koreans aren't really super happy about that Japan's occupation sort of led to. So gotta know that stuff when you work the Olympics, yo, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To a guy named me, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know that guy.
I hit on it briefly yesterday.
I know him.
Matthew Knight Arena opened January 13th, 2011. Oregon beat USC 68-62. I was there. It was a Thursday after the football team lost the natty to Auburn. I've been to the arena many times the past 7 years. I've watched many games from the arena.
Many, yeah.
And I'm not saying this for effect, but I did not know until Sunday night the floor was named for Pat Kilkenny. You all provided me the evidence that his name has been right there in pretty big letters since that first game. And though this may benefit me down the road, if I'm witness to a crime, say a professional mob hit, the prosecution would do their research and realize he's the least observant, worst possible witness ever, as we ask.
What are you doing?
My glasses. The doctor said I can't see the court without my glasses. To Jimmy Garoppolo, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, dude, I'm happy you're my quarterback. I actually think the deal wasn't that bad, as it will get surpassed really soon by Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, like half the other other starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Kirk Cousins probably will. But he made a pretty big faux pas this week during his press conference after signing the deal. He was asked what he did after signing it, said he and his family went out for dinner in San Fran. Now,
cut him.
Calling it San Fran is something.
I'm getting this jersey.
So calling the goat. Calling it San Fran is something people do who don't live there or have never lived there.
Steve.
Frisco. Frisco is another example of something people do not say. It's kind of like nails on chalkboard stuff. A good example is when people call it Duck Nation. It's not. Nor will it ever be Duck Nation. It's Beaver Nation. If you call it Duck Nation, you're weird. Or when people say, like, Willamette instead of Willamette. Or like someone says Spokane instead of Spokane. This is not a big deal. Like, he can get it fixed. But he better get it fixed soon, or all that goodwill he has will flip to people with, like, pitchforks at the 49ers facilities, like, real quick, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I can't wait till he says Frisco.
You're already a huge fan now.
To a slugger of the Detroit Tigers, Miguel Cabrera.
What are you doing?
I ask.
I was going to say.
Nice catch.
All right.
You want to talk about a soap opera? There's litigation going on that you might not believe outside of an episode of one of those Telemundo shows. It goes like this. Miggy is sparring with his ex-mistress over child support for the two kids they had during their fling. He already pays her $15,000 a month, plus three large to visit her dad in Venezuela, extravagant birthday parties, trips, and a new rig. And now the payments have stopped. Not because Cabrera doesn't admit he owes the money, but it's impeding in a negative way his divorce proceedings with his wife. The wife has now gotten involved in the negotiations with the mistress, and this quote might be the topper. The children should not be penalized because their father's wife is angry he chose to have a relationship with their mother and otherwise support them. I have two questions. What? And we ask.
What are you doing?
The details of this. You can't make this crap up.
$15,000 a month?
He makes, and by the way, it's not even that she asked for it. He let the courts decide
a
percentage.
It's all math.
You know why? Because he makes $2.5 million a month.
Damn.
Wow, dude. K-I-I-Y-P. Keep it in your pants. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Next level acronym.
Sports Talk next. 95.3 The Score.